March Madness is back. And this year, 64 snacks from Disney and Universal Parks from around the globe will square off in a legendary battle of yum-yums. Today is round one in all four conferences. Disney East, Disney West, Disney International, and Universal USA. So many iconic theme park snacks packed into one podcast. It's madness. Who'll advance? Is your favorite treat getting turfed? Find out this and so much more on this week's episode of the We Like Theme Parks podcast.
Podcast. Podcast. Podcast. I'm finished.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present a spectacular festival of theme park audio commentary magic. Do we like theme parks podcast?
Yo. Bring it back now.
Welcome, foolish mortal.
Welcome, my fellow theme parkers, to the We Like Theme Parks podcast.
Your podcast. Go-to
spot for news, opinions, and other nerdy fun happenings in and around the Disney and Universal theme parks. I'm Chris Bond. Happy Madness, Diz nerds. Today, I'm joined by my co-host, Disney bounder, theme park fashionista, and churro advocate. It's Miriam Kenley. Miriam, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm pumped for the madness.
Me too.
This is like
mad
one of my,
for the madness.
Right? It's one of my favorite events. This is the best. And who's the other guy that was like talking while I was talking? Oh, yeah. That's comedian, Diz nerd, and Japanese popcorn groupie. It's Mark Andrada. What's up, Mark?
Podcast. I'm so hungry. This is going to be difficult to get through.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh. And it's the first
one. I'm so hungry.
It's the worst.
I know, and we're going to talk about all the foods, and I'm just going to sit here and be hungry about it.
I just ate something just
Maybe
now.
Maybe we should have thought about that, like had a snack ready. I did think about it. I have a butter tart sitting right next to me.
Nice.
Oh, contingency butter tart. I have no...
You know what? I might just take off one of these okra shoes and eat it.
Okra shoes?
There you go.
Guys, we're going to jump right into this podcast because this is a big one. 64 snacks, 32 matchups. It's going to be a long one, so we're going to try to blaze through it. For the last week, our fans have been voting. This has been so exciting. March Madness, the snack. And to kick it all off, today's episode is sponsored, and it's sponsored by Shimmer Pop Shop. So we want to send out some love. And Miriam, tell us all about what we're doing with Shimmer Pop Shop for March Madness.
We're doing a giveaway with Shimmer Pop Shop, and today is the first day to enter. So just head over to our Instagram. They put together a really cool package for us that's Matterhorn themed. There's a really cool stein that has a Matterhorn Fast Pass on the front of it. There's some stickers and magnets. There's an e-ticket ride book that I'm just like so jealous that we can't enter ourselves to win. It's very cool.
Don't steal it.
And so I made, there's a post on our Instagram today. So just head over there to get all the details on how to enter.
Guys, we're giving away free stuff. We've never done this. We got free stuff. We're giving it away. A big thank you to Shimmer Pop Shop. We love their stuff. So many cool things. And this prize pack is off the chain. It's Matterhorn themed. Who doesn't love Yetis and mountains? I know I do. So guys, get onto the Insta and get yourself some free stuff. It's fantastic. And the prize pack is all about March Madness. So let's get mad right now, baby. Here we go. It's March Madness, the snacks. Okay, ladies and gents, 64 iconic snacks, four conferences, and the road to victory starts right here. Now, last week, you, the fans, voted all week on all these matchups, and today, we will reveal who will advance. This is round one, so no dilly-dallying. Let's get this going, and we're going to start off with the classic, everyone's favorite, the Disney West Division, and we're going to kick it off with a big matchup. It's the one snack that is the quintessential Disney snack that everyone talks about it. It's the number one ranked Dole Whip taking on the pickle. Let's work around the horn. Mark, a Dole Whip or a pickle? I mean, it's a pickle. Come on.
Can I not dip my pickle in a Dole Whip? The age-old question, can I not dip my pickle in a Dole Whip? Relax. Yeah, obviously, Dole Whip. Come on, be reasonable.
Listen, if the pickle had been up against any other snack, I would have chosen the pickle. Because there's nothing like that cold pickle at the park when it's really hot. Mm-hmm. But, of course, since it was against the Dole Whip, I had to go Dole Whip.
I like pickles on almost anything. Hot dogs, hamburgers. I asked for extra pickle. But, like, just a pickle? Like, is it in a bag? It comes in, like, a bag, right?
Yes.
Bag of pickle? Like,
it's in a Ziploc situation for sure.
Yeah, you know.
Like Saran wrap.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm okay. I'm going Dole Whip. What did the fans vote for?
The fans obviously agreed, and it was 93% Dole Whip to 7% pickle.
93%. Who are those 7%?
Wow. Wow. Way to
reveal yourselves. Reveal yourselves, 7%.
I mean, I do know the information. Next time, maybe we'll pick some people to talk about who voted.
Yeah, I'd like to hear about that.
All right. An applauso for the Dole Whip. And moving on, we're going to blaze through these guys. There's so many. This is the number 2 ranked churro versus the number 15 ranked Bengal barbecue skewer. Love me some skewers. Miriam, I feel like this is obvious, but you might as well say it.
This was the hardest vote for me because I love them both almost equally. The Bengal barbecue skewer is so good. It's one of those snacks when I get to the park, I just know I'm going to have one. Mm-hmm. It has to happen sometime while I'm at Disneyland.
Yep.
But it's a churro. So I definitely voted for a churro.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Yeah, I'm with you. I do love me a meat stick, without a doubt.
Oh, boy.
I mean, we didn't really talk about like what the kind of criteria was here. A part of it is iconicness, and there's something iconic about a Disneyland snack being a churro, not Disney World, but Disneyland. So I'm going churro, Mark.
What? Churro? What are you talking about? Why are you even asking me? Churro.
All right. What do the fans vote?
The fans agreed. 77% churro to 23% Bengal barbecue.
Ah, 23% is pretty high. That's a lot more than I thought. Way to go, churro. You're moving on in the March Madness. Number 3 ranked corn dog. Corn dogs, I love you. Against the number 14 ranked breakfast chimichanga. Miriam, where do you get that chimichanga?
That is in Frontierland. It's like right when the park opens until they run out. They have a limited amount every day.
Oh.
And a lot of people will run to go get them because they're that good. So
really? Wow.
Yes. Some people are running to get in line for Indiana Jones when rope drop happens. A lot of people are running to this chimichanga stand in Frontierland.
Snap. Wow.
How many do they make?
That is a great question. I am not sure.
I'm gonna find out. I'm gonna get to the bottom of this.
I wanna meet the person that rope drops the chimichanga.
I think Body by Beignets is one of the groups that rope drops chimichangas.
Crazy. That's nuts. Listen. Without a doubt, I am very passionate about a Disneyland corn dog. At the Red Wagon, it is so iconic. Eating that thing in front of the castle just is Disneyland.
That's your spot? That's where you eat your corn dog is the castle?
Yeah, and I like to eat it by myself. I don't like people watching me because I really am like, I'm savoring everybody.
So you go to where everybody is taking their pictures. Mm-hmm. You stand in front of the castle for the most privacy possible.
Yeah, and I'll live stream it too, but I still like to be by myself. I'll just live stream it. I'll put ketchup on it, a little bit of mustard. I know people are mustard people. I'll put a ketchup and mustard, and I will just slowly eat it and just while I live stream, and I'm just like, yo.
I love it.
So,
corn dog. While I live stream.
Yeah, while I live stream, man. Why not?
I also chose Little Red Wagon Corn Dog, but my spot, I like to coincide this with a Dapper Dan's performance, specifically usually the one at Coke Corner. It's their piano set, typically.
Yeah,
so
right.
We'll eat the corn dog first, because I'm not trying to be eating corn dogs in front of these Dapper Dans at all. So we'll do that, and then we'll watch the show, and then we'll move on with our day.
Really?
That's the ritual.
I'm surprised. I thought I would have pegged you for sure eating a corn dog in front of the Dapper Dans and just
absolutely
like
not. I want
maintaining
to be as possible.
Yeah, just maintaining eye contact with one of them. Just like locking eyes and just destroying a corn dog.
No.
I really like your sugar. It's good. The one you have a crush on, that's the one you got to stare at. Which one is that?
I mean, which one don't I have a crush on?
I was about to say. Come on. You got to narrow it down. I'm surprised, Miriam, that you didn't go for the breakfast chimichanga on this.
I have yet to try it because I don't rope drop the chimichanga, so I've never had one.
I thought you were a believer in the chimichanga.
I am a believer. I just have not been lucky enough to get one yet.
You got
to
go with Sheena and Shelby, and when they rope drop it, you pop in Indiana Jones. By the time you pop out, you're chimichanga'd, girl.
I figured it out for you. Yeah. Or get one for the line. I don't know what we've been doing.
Oh, yeah. That would be gorgeous.
My vote went to the chimichanga in honor of our dear pal's breakfast. Us breakfast. I was going to say breakfast by beignets. I mean, which is also a great idea, you know, eat those for breakfast. Bodies by beignets. Sorry. Yes.
And the winner goes to?
The winner goes to Little Red Wagon Corn Dog with 70% to 30% breakfast chimichanga.
Yeah. Nice. Sounds about right. The faves are all moving through so far, guys. So let's keep this going. The number four ranked beignets, a fave of the Body by Beignet podcast, against number 13, and correct me if I'm saying this wrong, elote corn?
Elote.
The elote corn, which is delicious, by the way.
So good, especially the Disneyland one. They cover it in Cheetos.
Hello. Do they do it in jalapeno Cheetos?
They have a couple different kinds. Spicy? They have the regular Cheetos, and then they have the red hot Cheetos.
Oh my good, that's the ticket.
Two different kinds.
I love the jalapenos, my favorite, but I also like the flaming hot ones too. Those are good.
Yes.
Ooh, this is starting to get tougher, Mark.
I withhold voting on this one.
You didn't vote?
I refuse.
Well, we'll just give
refuse.
Opinion on the top of your head. You just can't do it? You love them both equally?
No, I refuse to vote.
Shame.
Interesting.
Shame. I give you one of these. Miriam.
No.
Yeah, here's another. Enjoy it. Miriam, how about you?
I went with beignets. I really love the elote, but the beignets, they can't be beat. They're the best ever.
It's a classic.
I love them so much. Every flavor, every seasonal variety, preferably with a mint julep, I'm there.
Yeah.
Well, wait, hold on. Is a mint julep involved?
No, we're not.
Okay, then I'm voting for a beignet as well then.
Okay.
If there's a mint julep involved, yes.
Well, yeah. I want to just preface again, and we didn't mention it off the top of this thing. This is March Madness, the snack. No beverages allowed here. That's for next year, maybe.
Okay, then I'm going back to withholding my vote.
Oh, okay.
Forget it. I'm out.
Right back there. I'm with Miriam, beignets without a doubt, and I will say this. I'm a Monte Cristo sandwich kind of guy, so you get a beignet Sammy, and you get all the goody fries. What is it, like the Parmesan fries on the side?
Ooh. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's when you have the mint julep, too. Oh, snap. And I went, last time I did it, it was my birthday, so I also got beignets for dessert. Like, they give you a beignet. If it's your birthday, they bring it out with a little candle in it. Happy birthday, beignet. It was a beignet fest. As much as I dig corn on a stick, I'm going to go with the beignets. Let's hope you did too, fans.
It was 93% beignets to 7% elote.
A beatdown. Wow. See, vegetables. Nobody likes them, but Body by Beignets. all right, the 5th ranked Mickey waffle going up against the 12th ranked gingerbread Mickey. This is some Mickey on Mickey crime.
This was very difficult, but I had to go with the gingerbread Mickey.
Whoa.
It's the greatest seasonal treat ever. I think about it year round. I've tried to recreate it. Mm-hmm. Sheena from Bodies by Beignets tried to recreate it because she loves it so much. It is so good. Wow. So I went with soft gingerbread Mickey.
Well, this is going to be a tricky one, Mark. How about you, bud?
Same gingerbread Mickey, so soft.
Whoa.
Delicious.
Yes.
You know, sometimes you get a gingerbread cookie, and I'll say, I don't mind a gingerbread cookie that has a bit of a snap to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. Sometimes I like it when they have like the icing head that's really hard and you break your teeth on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind. But a soft gingerbread, get out of town. 100% voting for that.
Okay. Ooh. All right. Well, this is big, guys. This is big. Here's the thing. I'm not a huge gingerbread fan. And I'm not a huge waffle fan.
Telling you, this cookie would change your life. Yeah. I bet you it would change your mind.
Listen,
on gingerbread.
I'm open to it. I'm totally open to it. Because I don't really care for waffles either. Like, I'm not a waffle guy. Like, if you brought me to IHOP, I would take the pancake.
What?
Yeah, without a doubt, over a waffle.
Okay, but have you ever had a waffle with peanut butter and syrup on it?
Syrup, yes. Peanut butter,
what?
No. I'm going to vote for waffles. How did America vote? Like saying America, like it's American Idol. It's up to you, America.
America broke my heart and voted 81% Mickey waffle to 19% gingerbread Mickey.
Oh, that's a big difference. Wow. That's a surprise.
I had a feeling that would happen, which is also part of the reason I voted gingerbread.
We thank you for your vote,
America.
Gingerbread Mickey and I.
Oh, boy. All right. This leads us to number six. This is the Matterhorn Macaron versus the number 11 mac and cheese cone. I feel like this is going to be controversial. Let's begin with Mark.
How could I not vote for the macaroon?
It's yummy.
The Matterhorn macaroon. Yeah. You stand next to the Matterhorn, you take a picture with the macaroon. Also, I just love a macaroon. Like, I don't always love a coconut dessert. Sometimes I find them dry. You know, like shredded coconut sometimes makes my mouth feel like a dry time. But this macaroon, it is not that. It is moist. Talk about soft. We're going to keep on the soft train. Moist, delicious. Come on.
Get I have a question town. About how you eat the macaroon.
Okay.
Do you eat Snowy Peak first or save Snowy Peak for last?
I do neither. I eat Snowy Peak in the middle where it belongs. So
you take it off and you sandwich?
I just plow through. I just eat. You can't see what I'm doing with my finger right now. People at home can't see what you just eat straight through.
You
just eat.
Like you chop the whole thing in one bite?
Yes. Correct.
Wow. Okay.
I eat it for as if it was a sandwich. Like, you know, some people are like, oh, I have a cupcake, so I eat the icing first, or I go to the bottom and I have I like just chomp through and chomp through. So I have like a mixture of cupcake and icing, which is what I do with the macaroon.
Wow. Okay, interesting. I save Snowy Peak for last.
You would.
I know. I also voted for Matterhorn Macaroon because it is delicious. People are sleeping on this treat if they haven't had it. It's so good. Yeah. And like you said, super photogenic. It's adorable to take a picture of it next to the Matterhorn. They look the same. You can't tell the difference. It's so good. That's another one that I absolutely have to have every time I go.
I got to be honest. This is one, a tough, tough one for Bondo. Like, it hurts my heart to have to choose one and leave the other behind because there's a lot of other ones on this list, ones that have already gone on that I would take either of these over, to be quite honest. So this is a tough call. I love that macaroon. It's delicious. I love coconut, guys. I'm a coconut junkie, but I love me some mac and cheese. It is so good. I went with the mac and cheese cone. Don't hate. What? Don't at me, bro.
That cone is so gross, though. I love it. Like, are you eating the cone, too?
Most of it. Yeah, I'm there.
Most of it?
I'm walking all day. I need the nutrition.
Well, what do you like about that cone? It's literally a waste of time.
I don't know.
Bland.
So I don't know if I agree with this, though.
America. Let's see what here. America says. Does America agree with me?
No, I'm very upset.
So America agrees with me?
Number 11 mac and cheese won with 53% to 47% Matterhorn macaroon.
It's a barn burner. So close.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I just don't even know if we can trust an audience that would choose this.
Well, you know.
I mean, I get it too. It's a savory, right? Like at this point in the competition, you voted for a bunch of sweets in a row, and mentally, I can see how you'd be ready for a savory time.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. I gotta say, Miriam, this year we had even more fans voting than last year. It was bonkers.
We did.
So for it to come that close,
snacks are very important to people in their theme park experience.
Correctamundo, yeah, absolutely. Without a doubt. So that margin is so tight, it's unbelievable. I can't believe it.
Yes.
53.
And I did a bit of trying to sway people's votes on my Instagram.
I saw you campaigning. We're not supposed to do that, but that's okay. You're like, what, this mac and cheese cone? Come on. I think I saw that and then promptly voted for mac and cheese cone.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, sorry. All right, here we go. It's number 7. It's the peanut butter Sammy up against the churro toffee. I got to say, Miriam, churro toffee ranked number 10, peanut butter Sammy number 7. I've never had either of these. Where can I find these two things? I don't even know where these are.
They're both in the confectionery in either Disneyland or California Adventure. Mm-hmm. Also in Downtown Disney. But these both are Disneyland specific. Churro toffee might be at Disney World, but for sure not the peanut butter sandwich, which is a shame.
Yeah.
They're both delicious.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll eat off because I've never had either of them. And look, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, Or is there even jelly in it? It's just peanut butter?
I've described it before. So it's a graham cracker with peanut butter mousse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The whole thing is dipped in chocolate, and then there's peanuts on the top of it.
Oh, that sounds better than what I thought it was. Well, I did churro toffee. Whoops.
Oh, okay.
I might have changed that in hindsight if I had known. Had I really looked at the picture and not went, ugh. How would you guys?
I voted for peanut butter sandwich because it is my favorite treat of all time. I mean, other than a churro.
Wow. I voted for churro in honor of you.
Aww. Oh. Yeah, me too.
I do like a churro toffee, but...
But now I feel like I did it in vain.
Yeah.
If I had my life to live over again, I would redo just this vote.
So you guys, neither of you have tried either of these treats?
Nope.
Never tried.
Oh, never tried it.
Darn it.
What about America? America, have you tried these treats?
I think they have. And churro toffee won with 66% of the vote to 34% peanut butter sandwich.
Yowza.
Wow. I'm sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's two in a row for you, Miriam. Yikes.
Devastating.
All right, this is the last matchup here in the Disney West Conference, and it's the 8th-seeded Lobster Nachos taking on the 9th-seed Jack Jack Num Num. Yum, yum, yum. These are two heavyweights, too. I'm surprised some of these were a little further down the list in the rankings. It's a tight one.
Let's be real. There is one snack that is a must-have for me every time I'm at DCA, and it is the Lobster Nachos. Yum. I mean, I'm talking about snacks, right? We're not talking about drinks. I'm not talking about Red's Apple Freeze because that is also a must for me. But man, oh man, those Lobster Nachos. That's a sit down and have a Lobster Nachos time. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's not like, I'm going to stroll around and munch on this corn dog in front of the castle time. Yeah. No. That is a sit down and dedicate your efforts time.
You got to focus. There's some big
focus your energy on these Lobster Nachos, please.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to say. But
It's
hard to say. I gotta go Jack Jack Num Num. I love a chocolate chip cookie. I love cake and cookies. Those are my two favorite food groups. And so
you are banned. You're banned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I can listen, I'm still appreciating and giving much love to the lobster nachos.
I dedicated my vote to the lobster nachos as I would dedicate my time to it whilst in California Adventure. So they're just so good. I can't stay away from them.
Wow.
And actually, I've never tried the Jack Jack cookie. So I was also not informed on the vote.
Very gooey, very soft, very chocolatey. Nice and warm, comes wrapped up and warm, and you unpeel it. I live streamed that, the unpeeling of the Jack Jack Num Num. Mm-hmm. Ooh, yum. America, America, spread your golden cookie. Don't be a cookie rookie. Which way did you vote?
America, spread your golden cookie. This man just sang.
I sang it.
Just sang that on a podcast. Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm in a singing mood. I think Norway was a big hit. We've been getting a lot of positive feedback on Norway.
It was. I have had a few people message me and say that your Norway song is stuck in their head.
Yeah, it's true. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad, but either way.
Well, I don't think it's either. I don't think it's either good nor bad. I think it's just a fact.
Okay. I felt pretty good about it. But how does America feel about lobster nachos and Jack Jack Num Nums?
Jack Jack Num Num cookie won with 60% to 40% lobster nachos.
Still close. Still very close. But I could see that happening. Well, guys, that rounds out Disney West. And a colossal battle. So many amazing snacks. Miriam, who's going to be squaring off in round two of Disney West?
In round two, we have number one Dole Whip going up against number 9 Jack Jack Num Num Cookie.
Oh, boy. Rough.
We have number 2 Churro. Oh, this is the battle of the churros. It's number 2 Churro against number 10 Churro Toffee.
Oh, no.
That's easy. Come on.
Then we have the number 3 Little Red Wagon Corn Dog versus number 11 Mac and Cheese Cone.
Oh,
so
here we go.
Two savories. Tough. That's a good battle.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And lastly, we have number 4 Beignets against number 5 Mickey Waffle. So I feel like this is going to be a very difficult round.
Wow.
That's going to be tough. Yeah.
That's a tough one. All right, friends. We carry on here in the March Madness, the snacks brought to you by Shimmer Pop Shop. Don't miss out on them. They got stickers and magnets, theme park apparel. Check them out at Shimmer Pop Shop. I'm going to say that at least 2 more times in this podcast. We love you, Shimmer Pop Shop. Shimmer Shop. Okay, friends, welcome to Universal USA. And our first matchup, a big one, two unique, completely different offerings. It's the number one seeded Lard Lad Donut going head to head against the Plowman's Platter. That's over in the Wizarding World. It's a lot of food. It's yummy.
I chose the Plowman's Platter because I love a charcuterie situation. And that's what this looked like. I've never tried either, but if I'm at the park, like, I just don't want a donut slowing me down. And that platter looked delightful for lunch. So
it does. It looks very like family style, very snackable, shareable. A lot of different accoutrements there.
Yes.
It's good. I got to say, I still went Lard Lad. I mean, have you seen how big that donut is? Damn, that's a donut. Yeah, that was my vote. A Lard Lad, number one.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like both of these are shares. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
This isn't, I don't think either of these are a solo snack adventure.
Yeah, yeah, agree.
You haven't met my dad. He has eaten a Lard Lad donut on his own.
He's a beautiful,
okay, yeah,
beautiful.
I'm saying, I'm not saying,
he's a beautiful
I'm not saying
man.
You can't do it.
You just shouldn't.
I wasn't going to say that either. But I mean, you know, if you're going to say it, I'll agree.
I can't.
I went with the Lard Lad donut because I've had it. Is that reason enough?
Yeah,
I haven't had the Plowman's Platter.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I would love to go to Universal with your dad and have both of us order our own and just be weird.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like,
we both.
I want to go with both of you guys and not be able to keep up.
With the snacking?
Yeah, like I want to get tired. And I eat, you know what I mean? Like I eat too, but like, I just want to get tired partway through and be like, you guys, go on without me. Come on without me. Save yourselves.
I'm not leaving you on this park bench, Mark. We got to keep going.
No. I'm going to go on Gringotts and just barf. I'm going to barf all over myself on Gringotts. Or maybe I'll go on Jurassic Park and I'll barf on the hill and I'll get it on everybody behind me.
Oh, my God.
In the front row.
Guys,
let's see the front row of Jurassic
Park. It's a food thing. Let's not talk about Hurl. We're going to move on.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, America.
You leave it to me. Leave it to me to ruin things.
Yeah, I'll
be quiet.
Yeah, I'm totally ruining it. America. What's America thinking? Gotta be Lard.
They voted 79% for Lard Lad Donut over 21% Plowman's Platter.
Yeah, without a doubt. Come on. This is the iconic Universal snack.
Yeah.
Faux show. Makes sense.
Universal doesn't have too many, doesn't have as many iconic snacks with
Agreed.
A capital I.
Yeah,
so. Yeah.
I think this is it.
Okay, this brings us to the number 2 ranked Voodoo Donut versus the number 15 ranked Pumpkin Pasty. Again, over in the Wizarding World, you're going to see a lot of Wizarding World stuff in here today because it's the Wizarding World. It's awesome. I have never had a Voodoo Donut, I hate to say. Yeah, I know. There was some jaws dropping. I got to be honest. There's always a lineup, and I'm barreling through City Walk when I'm there because you guys know me. I go for one day. I do I do one day at each park. I have no time to stop. So I'm not like, let's have a chill day and check out City Walk. I don't do it.
Got
I just
it.
Barrel through it. So I look at it and go, I should sit in the chair at least. Pfft, I'm gonzo. Yeah, I've had the pumpkin pasty and it was fine. It was fine. So I'm going Voodoo.
So let me get this straight. You're voting for the thing you have not had.
Yeah, because I think it has more potential for yumminess.
That is a statement against these pumpkin things.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy.
A little bit. Well.
I mean, I voted for the pumpkin thing because I love a hand pie.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That's cool.
Pasty is delicious.
A papaya can hold in my hand?
Yep.
I like holding hands.
With
I
pies.
Like pies. You know what I mean?
I would walk.
There's two things together
hand.
That I like.
So, Miriam, are you on the pie train too?
No, I have had Voodoo Donuts. I haven't had it at Universal, but they're the same wherever they are.
Sure.
And there is a Captain Crunch Voodoo Donut that I love. So I chose that one.
Okay.
Over the pumpkin
Captain
pasty.
Crunch.
All right. How did the fans vote for this guy?
That's wild. I can't. Really? Captain Crunch, really? Do you hate the roof of your mouth that much?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. I'm learning a lot about you and your self-loathing for the roof of your mouth.
Yeah. Like, you know what would be great with this donut? This pain.
All right. What did the fans vote?
The fans voted 81% Voodoo Donut to 19% pumpkin pasty.
Was there ever a doubt? No.
Nah,
maybe a little bit.
It's too many donuts. There's too many donuts already.
It's America,
There's
man.
Lots of donuts.
Lots of
here.
Donuts, baby. Moving on here. This is the number 3 ranked Honk Honkers Candy Floss over in Seuss Landing, taking on the number 14 seed Cheeseburger Rushi, which is another item over in the City Walk. What's the name of the restaurant? I can't remember the name. Is it?
cowfish?
That's, yeah, I think so. I'm hearing a lot of people loving the cheeseburger Rushi. I don't like candy floss. I think it's gross. So I voted for the cheeseburger Rushi. Yep, I did it.
Oh my gosh, you don't like cotton candy.
Listen, I don't like cotton candy, and I don't like Japanese food. Somebody took, maybe I should refer,
just Japanese food across the board.
Yeah, I shouldn't say that, because I'm not a sushi guy, but I love me some teppanyaki, baby, or like, you know.
Okay, but, or like a teriyaki,
Yeah, teriyaki's good, all that kind of stuff, but sushi, don't care for it. Went to Japan, found lots of stuff to eat, just not sushi, but someone took a cheeseburger and made it look like a sushi. I'm into sushi. It's official if it's got cheeseburger in it. Yep.
I like a candy floss. I vote a candy floss. Mm. I like cotton candy. I like a cotton candy. I like watching them make it. And this one is kind of a preposterous one, right? Yep. It's wild. It's a wild looking candy floss. Give that to me.
Yeah.
I also voted for the candy floss. It's so cute.
Yeah.
Did you see how cute that candy floss was? And it has sprinkles on it.
Yeah, it's a puff. It's a puff of sweet.
It looks magical.
Yeah, it does look magical.
So, candy floss.
Yeah. The other nice thing about candy floss is it's a lot of flavor, a lot of sugar going on. Doesn't fill you up. You can keep going.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Keep snacking after that. It's all the flavor and none of the filling.
But I would
and
feel
you never
this...
know if it's going to stain your teeth or not. So but that's a fun surprise.
Ooh, well, I like
that's
that.
That's fair. Yeah, a little sprinkle in your teeth, between your teeth. But I got to say, same thing kind of applies to the cheeseburger Rushi, right? Because you're eating with chopsticks, it's going to slow you down. It's going to take a little bit more time to eat that food. You're taking your time.
Maybe it slows you down, man. You put chopsticks in my hand, I'm going to murder it.
Well, dude, I was
taking I was taking this cheeseburger to murder town.
Buddy, I was talking about America. You forget I'm married to a Taiwanese lady, so we eat with chopsticks often.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know I eat my potato chips and popcorn with chopsticks.
Do you really?
Oh, I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, they're not sitting right. They're normally right next to me here. Yeah, because also, they're very handy. Hot tip, life hack for those of you listening. If you're on your computer all day, if you're working, and you want a snack, but you don't want to get grease all over your keyboards. Aha! Chopsticks in your chip bowl. Chopstick it up into your mouth. Keep typing, keep typing. Your fingers are clean.
Wow.
You don't get that dust or popcorn dust or the flavorings of your chips and grease of your chips all over your fingers. No, thank you.
That's sneaky, man. Yeah. I love it. America.
Yes, they chose the candy floss, 58% to 42% cheeseburger.
I'm not surprised. Nice. There's going to be a couple of bitter cheeseburger peeps.
It was just going to happen, you know?
Yeah. It's ranked super high. This takes us to the number 4 seeded Jumbo Pretzel. This is over in the ESPN restaurant. Oh, it is so decadent. It's crazy. And this is going up against the number 13th. It's a sports pretzel. It's going up against the number 13th ranked Cauldron Cake over at, where else? The Wizarding World. I have had the Cauldron Cake. I liked it. I haven't had the pretzel things again. I don't stop at ESPN restaurants. But this pretzel is special. It is humongous. It is soft. All the dippable options. I went pretzel.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the thing for me. I've never had it.
I haven't either, but it looked magical.
So. I was about to ask. I thought you said it so confidently. I thought you'd had it for sure. I was going to ask you what it tastes like.
No, I want to know what it tastes like because it looks so cute. So.
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
It's a cute and magical pretzel, without a doubt.
No. We're talking about a cake. Wait, Chris, you have had it. What does it taste like?
It's like a cake. It's cake. I mean, I love cake.
Wow, you're so descriptive. That's so helpful.
Tastes like a cake, this guy. What kind of cake? You know how many cakes there are? Was it a chocolate cake? Is it vanilla cake? Is
I had
it a caramel
so
cake?
So long ago, like my first visit to Hogwarts.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
It's an ancient cake. Yeah.
Like the I'll last time I went, I had the pumpkin pasty.
Fair. Well, I went with sports.
Sports pretzel?
Yeah, I went with a sports pretzel, mostly because I think the idea of a sports pretzel is funny.
Sports pretzel. Yeah.
Okay, well, you're not alone. 70% of our audience voted for the sports pretzel to 30% cauldron cake.
Sports pretzel. You're delicious. Yeah. I got sporty.
Pretzel of all the athletes.
Hi, this is LeBron James. Do you like pretzels? ESPN. All right, here we go.
Yeah, that's the slogan. Do you like pretzels? ESPN. the most nonsense slogan you could get.
Yeah. All right, this is number 5, butter beer ice cream versus the Dagwood Sammy, which is number 12. This is, and I'm going to say it again, butterbeer ice cream. This is not the beverage or even the slushy version of butterbeer. This is the ice cream
Although this ice cream does have butterbeer in it, because for anything to be called butterbeer anything in that land, it has to contain some butterbeer.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But it's still ice cream. So it is what it is. Yeah, it's not a drink.
It's a fun fact for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
I went with butterbeer ice cream. Duh.
Yeah.
So delicious. It's a soft serve in California. It's not a soft serve in Orlando.
Yeah. Hard scoop. Hard pack. Yeah.
Hard scoop.
So I like both options. Both.
I was about to say. Yeah. I was about to ask you if you like one better than the other.
Nope.
Ah, equal. Oh, wow.
Really?
Equal.
Equal.
Mm, a woman for all ice creams. I appreciate that. I admire that in you.
Yeah, I like them both too, but I prefer the soft serve. If you had both in front of me and you said, choose one, I would say soft serve very quickly.
I'd probably choose the other one because I'll eat it slower, so it will last longer.
Oh, see, that's where you and I differ. You will eat it slower.
I want the experience to go on.
No, I will eat it fast and then get another one.
So you're on team ice cream too, Mark?
Yeah, 100% on team ice cream.
Of course he's on a team ice cream.
Yeah, who are you talking to?
It could be garbage flavored ice cream and he would pick it.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably right.
I'll take the
let's be honest, garbage flavored ice cream is probably some sort of like delicacy. You know, they're like, this garbage flavored ice cream. Yeah, it's probably good.
I'm not a huge ice cream guy, but here's the thing. If you get to know Bondo, and I feel like you guys know me pretty well, I'm really picky about food, even as a husky man. Like, I'm not like a, give me everything. I'm very like, no, I don't want that. I don't want that. And the signature-ness of the Dagwood is it's got everything on it. So I'm out on that. Give me the butterbeer ice cream. It's just too much crap on it. Yeah.
I'd like to know. I did not vote for the Dagwood sandwich, but what is on it that you don't care for?
Like, I don't even
know. What was the deal breaker?
I don't know. But the whole thing is, it's like the kitchen sink is on this sandwich. It's got everything on it.
I think comic books, yes, but I think they edit it down.
Well, I haven't had it, so I don't know. I don't like mayonnaise. I don't like tomatoes. I don't like onions. I don't like a lot of things that I think are on a sandwich. Yeah, I don't want it.
Those are some. You don't like tomatoes.
I don't like cold tomatoes on a sandwich. I love I love tomato sauce. I love ketchup, okay.
Do we want to hear what's on the sandwich?
Please.
Yes, please.
Okay, on this sandwich, we have baked ham, turkey, roast beef, American cheese, Swiss cheese, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and mustard.
See? Tomato and
one thing
mayo
on there.
Two things, two grenades.
Oh, the mayo and the tomato.
Tomato and
you know
mayo.
What? I'm not a big roast beef fan either. I wouldn't care for that. So, yeah. See? Still a grenade. Give me the ice cream.
We always eat there because my dad is a huge sandwich fan. So he loves the Dagwood. He voted for that almost immediately when he was voting.
But I bet
Hold
you.
Hold on a second here.
Yeah.
I'm just looking. I also looked up the sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing that the sandwich is, the ham is not just regular ham. It's sports baked ham.
Oh.
I might switch my vote. I'm going to switch my vote. I want a sports ham.
Hi, this is LeBron
go with
James.
My sports pretzel. Yeah, there you go.
Do you like sports ham? ESPN.
Hilarious. Okay, our audience went with butterbeer ice cream, 76% to 24%.
I mean, yeah. Come on. All right, this takes us to the next matchup. It is the number 6 rated Buffalo Tots going head-to-head against Cletus's Fried Chicken and Waffles. Sammy, this is a tough one.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
All right.
Tots.
Tots.
You say the word tots, I say how high. You know what I mean?
I also vote tots.
We're hot for tots.
This is a three-way tot fest T-shirt. Right here. We all love tots. And I'm talking about buffalo ones. It sounds great. And I bet you everyone else is with us. Am I right? What does America
Everybody
say?
Everybody else is with us. 77% buffalo tots to 23% waffle sandwich.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, you got tots. You've got the buffalo sauce. Buffalo sauce, arguably, top 5 sauces of all time.
Top
right?
God, five, yes. For sure.
Without a doubt.
And you put that on a potato? Forget it.
I got to tell you,
go home.
Back at home, we have this burrito shop. It's really good. And they have a buffalo chicken burrito. It's amazing. My wife would always order the fish. And I was like, why don't you throw some buffalo sauce in? Make it a buffalo fish. So she ordered it, loved it. And now they put it on the menu. You can buy a buffalo fish. You're welcome at this burrito place in Toronto.
Angel
courtesy
lives.
Of me. Yeah, you know.
Do they credit?
No, it's not like Bondo's buffalo fish, but it should be.
It should be. You know, I invented peach iced tea. Similar. So I understand.
Yeah, you get it.
I invented it.
Yeah, for sure.
Listen, so, I was at a coffee shop near my house. Mm-hmm. I was a child, and I couldn't choose between peach drink and iced tea. They were in the fountain pop machine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I asked for half and half, and the guy behind the counter was like, "Ew, what?" And my mom was like, "Are you serious?" And I go, "I couldn't decide. I can't decide. I want both. Half. Half and half." And so he was like, "Okay, but no refunds." And my mom was like, "You better drink all of that." And I go, "I will." And then so he made it. And I took a sip and I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is so good." And my mom was like, "No." She took a sip and she's like, "Oh my gosh, it is good." And then the guy poured a couple into... And there it was. And he goes, "What do you want to call it?" And I said, "I'm going to call it the Cool Dude," which is really is a window to how old I was at the time.
Yeah.
And then the next day I went, there was a sandwich board outside. I mean, there was always a sandwich board outside. And it was advertising the Cool Dude.
Yes. That's awesome.
I felt like $1 million.
Amazing.
All right. The number 7th ranked donut sundae versus the number 10 ranked pizza fries. I'll say this. Pizza fries is a Halloween Horror Nights special. Mm-hmm. So you can't get it all the time. So it feels like when it's on the menu, you get it. You know, it's like the McRib. It's like, "Yeah, I'm in." Yeah, yeah. I see scrunchy faces, but I mean, I'll eat them. Yeah, it's a McRib.
Miriam, not into the McRib.
Not into the McRib guy? That's fine.
I think you meant gingerbread Mickey cookies.
No, but... I meant McRib. I voted for pizza fries, without a doubt. Pizza fry me, baby.
Yeah, pizza fry me too. That sounds delicious.
Yeah,
yeah. That's 3 pizza fries then, please.
Hey-o. What about
like pizza and potatoes?
Yes.
Can't go wrong.
Why
there.
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah.
And our audience agrees: 58% pizza fries to 42% donut sundae.
Oh, a bit of a barn burner.
Like, donut sundae sounds like too much to me.
Yeah, like just give me the donut, right? Like I'll just eat
or
the
sundae
because it looks like a lard lad donut in a sundae is what it is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sounds like a sporting event.
It's a sports.
And sports finally.
Event. Here we are. Here we are on Donut Sunday.
Ah, this is LeBron James. All right. It's the number 8, Birdie Botts, every flavor beans going up against number 9, Chocolate Frog. This is Wizarding World on Wizarding World. Who's the winner? I say the beans.
Yeah, I mean, I voted for the frog because I don't have a frog in this race. So.
I've never had the frog. I've had the beans and they're fun. They were just fun. Oh, boogies. Whoa, it was fun.
See, yeah I don't want to get a vomit flavored anything ever. Mm-hmm. And you run the risk of that with the birdie beans.
It's Russian roulette. Yep.
That's I'm out on that. And a chocolate frog, I'm sure it's just a piece of chocolate. Seems safe. I'm going to go with that. And it's cute.
But does America want to roll the dice and play some Russian roulette?
They do not.
Oh.
77% want the chocolate frog over the gross jelly beans.
Wow. Fair. Okay.
Fair choice.
All right. So 6 of the top ones go through. Only 2 little upsets at the bottom of the board. Who are the big matchups, Miriam?
Our matchups are number 1, Lard Lad Donut against number 9, the Chocolate Frog.
Oh, yeah.
Easy, and then number 2, the Voodoo Donut against number 10, Pizza Fries.
Ooh, that's interesting.
And then we have number 3, the Hong Kongers Cotton Candy Floss against number 6, Buffalo Tots.
Ooh.
And then we have number 4, the Sports Pretzel against number 5, Butterbeer Ice Cream.
Sports
I love
pretzel.
That Sports Pretzel sticks.
All right, friends. Well, that sounds like an amazing bracket. And those matches are going to be coming out soon. Vote, vote, vote. And right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back with 2 more conferences right here on the We Like Theme Parks podcast. We Like Theme Parks. We Like Theme Parks podcast. And we're back on the We Like Theme Parks podcast. March Madness, the snacks, brought to you by Shimmer Pop Shop. Have we talked about Shimmer Pop Shop yet? Because I got to tell you, they got some cool stuff. If you haven't seen our giveaway yet, I got to tell you, get online and get that free stuff. It is beautiful stuff, all kinds of theme park fun, theme park apparel.
I mean, I'm really invested in their stickers. I have a sticker on my laptop from them that says, welcome, foolish churros, which I feel really applies to my life.
Yes.
I love the Haunted Mansion, and churros are not safe in my vicinity. So.
Oh, and you are a foolish churro. Oh, I love it.
Any and all stickers to decorate your various items.
Don't you dare miss our good friends at Shimmer Pop Shop. I love that. Yes. And if you want a We Like Theme Park sticker, that's on TeePublic. Anyway, moving on. All right, friends, we're moving on. This is the next conference. It is Disney International. And I got to tell you, this is going to be a tricky one because I'm sure that a lot of people are listening. I've had none of these, and that's fair. I've tried some. Mark, I'm sure you've had more than I have, maybe, because I feel like you eat more. You ate more in Japan. I wasn't as adventurous as you were, and you kind of went crazy.
I do like to eat.
Yeah. So we're going to have some opinions, but a lot of people are going to going on what they think and what how it looks. So this is going to be a really interesting one. So
that's fair. I think that's fair. If you haven't had it, how do you what do you think of it?
Yeah,
what do you think of the idea?
There's also a lot of cute international Disney foods.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely Instagrammable food for sure. And let's get into it. And speaking of Instagrammable food, the number one ranked, without a doubt, Alien Mochi from Disneyland in Tokyo, going up against the Baymax dumpling. I think that's a Hong Kong jam, if I'm right.
Mm-hmm. I think Hong Kong and Shanghai both have it.
There you go. Both super cuties. Like, these are both super cutie foods. Little Alien Mochis and little Baymax dumplings. And they look just like they sound. And these are the aliens from Toy Story. They're adorbs. I voted for Alien Mochi. I didn't eat it while I was there, but anybody I know who's had it loves it. And I saw it everywhere. Like, it was everywhere in Tokyo.
I can't believe you didn't eat it.
I'm not a mochi guy. My wife.
What?
Yeah, I think my wife had it. My wife had the mochi. She liked it.
You're not a mochi guy.
I'm not a mochi guy. But my wife is a mochi gal, and she was like, she had the alien. She loved it.
Just when you think you know somebody.
Yeah.
They tell you, I'm not a mochi guy.
Yeah.
Good grief.
So did you go Baymax dumpling then?
Me? Have you lost your mind?
Oh, I thought you just said you were not a mochi guy.
No, he's repeating you.
Oh,
you're talking about you,
man. Oh, you're just making fun of me. I get it. All right.
I'm making fun of you. I said, you just when you think you know somebody, they say, I'm not a mochi guy. And I'm very, I'm just baffled.
Yeah.
I thought I knew you.
No, yeah.
If
yes,
you
again.
Don't know Chris by now. Yeah, I voted for the mochis, man. I
never eat mochi. Yeah.
I'm sure I've told this story on the show before. I'll tell it again because, you know, why not?
The fast
version. I lined up for these mochis.
Yeah.
I bought one package or one little cup of them. There's three in a cup.
That's right.
And I took one bite of the first one as I was walking away and immediately changed direction and went to the back of the line. I was like, oh, no. Yeah. One bite in and I'm sold on another round already. Please, yeah. I'm ready to go.
Miriam, I know you're voting on cuteness. Which way did you go?
Oh, no. I'm addicted to mochi.
Oh.
I don't think you know this about me. Okay. I love mochi, and these were super cute. They look like the best mochi you'll ever have in your life.
Yeah.
But that's just based off a photo. I haven't ever tried them, but it's on my list of things I must try if I ever go.
Three for
three. So I voted Alien Mochi.
America, how do you feel about mochi? Are you a mochi girl or a guy?
I'm about to break some hearts.
What?
It was 53% Baymax dumplings to 47% Alien Mochi.
Baymax dumpling? You gotta
people
be kidding me.
People are voting on the cute. They haven't had them. They're looking at them and they're saying, you know, Baymax is cute.
Wow. I can't believe it.
Those dumplings were very cute, but that mochi looks really delicious.
The mochi is delicious.
That's the biggest upset today, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Wow. Sure. I can't believe it. Can't believe it. Well, we got to press on. This is the number two seed, the seasonal bao. Mark, where can you get that?
It's at Tokyo Disney Sea. It's right near, why am I blanking on the name of this? It's like the Sultan's Tent or something like that.
Yeah, over in the Agrabah.
Yeah, towards
town.
Agrabah in that neighborhood. Not from where you can eat, you can see the Adventures of Sinbad or whatever.
Oh, love that.
Oh, it's like one jump ahead of the
Gotta
jump.
Keep. One jump. Yeah.
There it is. And it's going up against the number 15th rank pizza roll. What is this pizza roll about, Miriam?
A spring roll. It's a pizza spring roll.
Oh, it's a pizza spring roll. Yeah. Yeah. I think I know which way I voted because it's a pizza spring roll. I voted pizza spring roll, number 15. Merry Christmas. Okay.
I mean, I voted for a bow. You can't put a bow in front of me. I have yet to meet a bow that I didn't like.
Right, you love bows.
They're so soft. They're so soft and warm. You just got to press it against your face like a little baby's butt.
Little baby's butt.
And they're like Disney themed. The one that was on our voting was Sully.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I ate that one. It was filled with chicken. It's good.
Oh, yum.
Yum.
Yeah, so I also voted for the seasonal bow because I, too, have never met a bow that I have not liked. And it's cute. Forget it.
Can I
bow me up?
Can I make a guess here?
Yeah.
That America loves its pizza. Am I right?
You're right. The pizza spring roll had 60% of the vote versus 40% for the bow.
Wow. Guys, oof, wow. We're just destroying their iconic treats. Yeah,
it's fine. Hey, listen, a crispy spring roll with pizza inside? I totally understand.
Yeah, it's yum. Mm-hmm. All right, this is the number 3 ranked gyoza dog, and that is a Tokyo jam as well, Mark?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. More Tokyo, less other stuff for sure.
Going up against, and Miriam, I'd love to hear your opinion, a potato churro.
Also Tokyo Disney.
Ah, very good.
Yeah, I went with the dog. It looked delicious, and I don't care. I don't want a savory churro. That thing should be covered in cinnamon sugar, in my opinion. So,
interesting.
Out. See, we're going for a savory treat. It's going to be
a gyoza special. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I got to say, I was like intrigued. I was like, a savory churro. I voted for that guy. Why not?
Okay. I also voted savory churro in honor of Miriam. I feel like I've done this a few times where I've really missed the mark. I've been trying to be like, out of respect for somebody I have a lot of love for, I choose this. And they go, ew, I don't like that.
Why did you do that, Mark?
This is the story of my life.
I appreciate the thought, you know? And our audience agreed with you, and they did 56% for the potato churro to 44%.
Think of this, because I've had this thing. Yeah. It's like a giant French fry.
Yum. That sounds
think about that.
Yeah. I was wrong.
Guys.
Maybe I do want to try a savory churro.
That's good.
The 1, 2, and 3 seeds have all fallen in the first round of Disney International. Whoa, is all I can say. All right, number 4, sweet burritos. What is this? Going up against Mike Wazowski's bread. Mike Wazowski. What's the story? I don't know anything about either of these.
Yeah, the Wazowski bread. That one I actually did have. It's good. It's a soft, warm bread, you know? Looks like Mike Wazowski. What else can I tell you about this thing? I voted for that because I've had it.
It had an eyeball on it and everything?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And a sweet burrito. Like, is it just like a candy burrito or what? It's a burrito with sweet stuff in it?
But it's like this banana and caramel inside.
Yeah, sweet fried burrito.
So it's kind of like a crepe, really. Like an Asian crepe, maybe?
You're an Asian crepe.
A burrito?
Crepe.
Well, you said it was peanut butter and banana or something.
It's fried.
The thing about the sweet burrito is that it's crispy outside.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's good. Almost like a spring roll, but not quite. It's almost like a hand pie, but crispy. Remember the old McDonald's pies? Do you remember the old ones?
Yeah.
Like that. It's kind of like that.
Okay. I'm
for sweet. But it's full of caramel and banana.
I'm in. Sweet burrito. I'm voting that way for sure. Piece of bread that's green with an eyeball. Yeah.
I did as well because it looked intriguing.
Mm.
So.
It's delicious.
All right. Is another favorite going to fall or what's what?
Our audience voted 51% sweet fried burrito.
Hey, 51%.
Mm-hmm. Barely got by.
Wow. This is bonkers. All right. Number 4 seed is going to be your number 1 rank going forward. Incredible. This is the number 5 ranked spiced smoked chicken leg. Yum. Mm-hmm. Up against the number 12 ranked panna cotta.
Shelly Mae panna cotta.
Oh, the Shelly Mae panna cotta. I mean, on cuteness alone, does it sneak through? I'm voting for the leg. I mean, any turkey leg, chicken leg, anything I can like barbarian style eat, like Conan, I'm doing it. Give it to me.
Mm-hmm. I get it. I also voted for the chicken leg in honor of you, Chris.
Oh, there we go.
It's also a reasonable chicken leg to eat. It's not a turkey leg. It's not the size of my head.
No.
It's a reasonable thing.
Miriam,
what did you vote in honor of you? I voted in honor of cuteness.
Wow.
Shelly Mae panna cotta.
What a burn. I did not vote for this in honor of you.
Yeah.
Instead, I chose cute.
Yeah, rub it in my face. Right
the
in my face.
The leg is not cute. The Shelley May panna cotta was the cutest thing I've ever seen.
In my face. In my face. I bet you America votes for a chicken leg because it's a leg. Am I right?
You would be right. 53% wanted that smoked leg over 47% Shelley May cuteness.
America loves their chicken legs. Golden thighs? Golden thighs. Now here's the big dog. The number 6 ranked Tokyo flavored popcorn. Yum, yum. Going up against, I don't know, guys, 11 duck pizza? DuckTales. Woo. I don't know.
I used that song in our vote.
I know. That's why I sang it. Huh? All right. And this is courtesy of Shanghai. Woo.
At the Pinocchio Village Kitchen, no less.
Yeah, yum. I've had the flavored popcorn in Tokyo. It's really cool. The flavors are wild and way out there. There's a couple grenades, but there's some couple goodies. I just don't know if I want a Peking duck pizza. I love Peking duck and I love pizza. I don't know if I want to put them together. I'm going with popcorn.
I went with popcorn because it's iconic and I've had it and it's delicious. Mm-hmm. And I've told the story many times on the podcast that I have very nice memories of eating it. But I am very curious about Peking duck pizza. If I was in Shanghai right now, I would be eating Peking duck pizza. Mm-hmm. At whatever hour you're listening to this, listener, I would be doing exactly that.
Ooh. It's also Mickey shaped, which is yes.
I mean, I take a slice. Would you want to? Can I have a slice? Just one?
Nope.
Nope. Okay.
Nope. You get your own, and I will get my own. Okay. And if you don't like it, I'll eat the rest of yours.
There you go. Okay.
That's fair.
Glad we had that talk. Glad we sorted it out.
I also chose the popcorn because I love popcorn and. Give me all the flavors. I want to try them all. So
many to try. If you want, you can check out our episode. It's probably one of our first episodes of the We Like Theme Parks podcast. Probably episode 1 or 2. Take a peek. We talk about Tokyo because somebody had just got back from there. And Mark goes in depth about all the different popcorn flavors. Check it out. America likes popcorn. I think this is the way they're going. They're probably afraid of ducks on pizza. Am I right?
Yes. 74% chose the multi-flavored popcorn.
Yeah. Makes sense. Okay, moving on. The number 7 seed, potato gratin. This is from Paris. Finally, a Paris treat on board. Going up against number 10, this is the mini churro. I don't know where the mini churro is from. But
also Paris.
Ooh, some Paris on Paris crime. Miriam, come on. You're going to do it, right? You're going to?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. The mini churros.
Yeah.
They're so cute.
Yeah, they're cute. I went with the potato gratin. That thing looked good and rich and creamy. Yeah. So decadent. So French. Oh, yum.
It does look good, but I voted for the mini churro because what's cuter than a regular churro? But a mini churro, and you can just pop them. You just pop them like popcorns. You walk around and eat those.
I would not be shocked if they also had a dipping sauce that went with those.
Ooh, that
they look dippable.
They're certainly dippable. All right. Yeah. How about America? They like French stuff.
They do, but they chose 63% mini churros.
Of course they did. That's what they know. It's what they know. They don't eat potato gratins, but you should, because oh boy. Mini churro, moving on. This is the final matchup in Disney International, and it's crepes from Disneyland Paris going up against garlic bread. Okay, so those crepes are taking on number 9 garlic bread, and this is a Parisian Disneyland Paris jam, garlic bread. I love me some garlic bread. Oh, this is a tough call. Mark, which way are you going?
Garlic bread.
Yeah.
I like a garlic bread time, and I like this garlic bread looks rippable, if that makes kind of... They've got these little... what do you call it? Like little divots in them?
Perforations.
Yeah. Ooh, yes. I like a perforated garlic bread. it looks like something I can stroll and munch. And I love a stroll and munch.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. So I'll team up with you, Mark. Yeah, I'll give me that garlic bread. Yeah. I like crepes. I like them. I don't love them, you know?
Yeah.
Because you're going to put fruit and stuff in there. But garlic bread, is there cheese on this garlic bread? There must be. It's France.
If I get
a garlic bread with brie on it, oh, yes. So good. So like,
why are you angry? Why are you mad about it?
Because it's like so rich and dirty, but I want it. There we go. That's my vote. Garlic bread.
Oh, man. Well, when in France, you eat crepes. So.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
I'm glad one of us is reasonable.
I love a crepe anytime, anywhere, but especially in France. Give it to me.
Oui, mademoiselle.
Oui. Our audience agreed with me. 73%.
73%? That's a
Yeah.
That's a big number.
Yeah. It's a big number.
That's a big number. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that was Disney International. We got some big matchups. All three of the top seeds fall in the first round. That's bonkers. Miriam, what are the matchups?
Our new matchups are number 4, sweet fried burritos, against number 5, spiced smoked chicken leg.
Oh, boy.
Then we have number 6, the multi-flavored popcorn, against number 14, potato churros. And then we have number 8, the handheld crepes, against number 16, Baymax dumplings.
Wow.
And lastly, number 10, mini churros, against number 15, pizza spring rolls.
That's going to be a tough match.
Oh, these are tough matchups. All right, bye-bye, Disney International. We'll see you next week. We're cruising over to the big show. It's Disney East, brought to you by Shimmer Pop Shop. Hey, Shimmer Pop Shop, I love your stickers and all your other stuff. This Stein that we got in this giveaway is beautiful.
Yeah,
can cool. I have it? Forget giving it away. Miriam, can you just send it to me?
No, we're not allowed to enter.
Oh, come on. Oh, bummer.
Oh, we're not?
No.
Mm-mm. Bummer.
Oh, I entered.
Oh.
Did you? Wow. Sneaky.
I'm going to have to delete your entry. Oh. I'm very sorry.
Good luck finding it. It's under a pseudonym.
All right. This is Disney East, brought to you by Shimmer Pop Shop. The number one seed, the most iconic treat in all of Disney, is the number one seeded turkey leg, going head to head against some 16th seed garbage Werther's caramel corn, whatever. Let's just get on with this. Turkey leg, turkey leg for you, turkey leg for you, turkey leg for turkey legs all around.
No.
Yeah. Well, all right. Turkey leg for me.
I voted for the popcorn. The turkey leg's too much. It's too much for me. Unless I can take it home and put it, make a stock out of it and turn it into baked beans, I don't want it.
Yeah, fine. Whatever.
It's too much. It's too much for one day.
Whatever. Miriam, I know.
I also chose the Werther's caramel corn. Ugh,
shame on you.
Because it looks delicious. I've heard very good things about it. And also, turkey legs are super gross.
They're not. What? So, oh, my goodness. Well, listen, you get.
I got a story about this turkey leg. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if our audience knows, but in the middle of the fairy tale, announced that she is expecting her first baby. She's pregnant.
Mazel.
And we were discussing all of, she gets the inside information about all the votes. So we were discussing this vote in particular, and we were both talking about how gross the turkey leg is. We didn't even get into details, and this poor pregnant woman started gagging on the phone.
What?
While we talked about the turkey legs.
Kiara.
It happened. She almost threw up today while we talked about turkey legs.
You see?
Yeah, yep. She's got...
This is what happens.
She prego, man. That's an upset tummy, you know? You got to be careful.
Very sensitive, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen. But
congratulations, Kiara, and congratulations to our voters who voted 67% Werther's caramel corn to 33%
what?
Turkey leg.
What? Wait. What?
Yeah, that's right.
That is preposterous. How un-American of all of you voting for it's no. Germany, right? In the German popcorn? This is...
Yeah.
I mean, no. This is brutal.
What's more American than a vote? Come on.
I mean...
Democracy.
I believe spoken, in democracy, sir. But this is... What were you thinking, friends? Come on now. It's a turkey leg.
That caramel corn is delicious. And
it
that
is.
Turkey legs make pregnant women gag.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like people who are voting for the caramel corn have not indulged in the turkey leg experience. And I invite you, if you see me at the theme park and say, we like theme parks as a bondo, I'll be like, yeah, turkey leg. I will say, cheers, and I'll buy you a turkey leg, and I'll change your vote when we do Disney Snacks March Madness.
There it is.
Maybe 3 years again from now. Oh man, that stings. Oh, hold on, I gotta
walk it off.
Sucks. Oh, okay. The number 2 seeded Mickey pretzel going head to head against number 15. It's the carrot cake cookie. This is an easy one. Mickey pretzel.
Is it?
Yeah, Mickey pretzel.
Yeah, I think that's the iconic one. I do love a carrot cake though.
Mm-hmm. I like
carrot cake cookie looks so good, but I did. I also voted for the Mickey pretzel because of the iconicness of it.
The turkey leg is just an iconic. This is crazy. Miriam?
It stings, doesn't it?
Does it kind of, yeah.
But the turkey leg isn't iconic to the parks. You know what I mean? Like a turkey leg is like a medieval times food. You know what I mean? That's what you get at like your county fair or like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so it's not a specifically Disney.
And you don't get a pretzel or an ice cream bar at a fair?
Not a Mickey pretzel. Shame, it's different. No.
Shame. Listen, on all of you. Shame, you, shame.
You grow a turkey leg that's shaped like a Mickey head and I'm going to change my vote. How's that for terrifying?
Stranger things have happened to me.
Please don't.
So which way are you guys leaning? Are you guys on Team Carrot Cake?
No. Nope. I would like to try it, but I voted for the pretzel.
Mm. Yeah. I think it's right.
Pretzels all around. How about America? Did they stub their toe again on this one?
No. They voted for the Mickey pretzel 76% to 24%.
Nice.
Way to go, Mickey pretzel. You did it. You did it. Moving on to more Mickey action. Here's some Mickey on Mickey crime again. The number 3 seed, the Mickey bar, up against the number 14 seed, Mickey cupcake. Whoa, stiff competition if you ask me. Mark.
Mickey bar.
Okay.
I feel like if this is a battle of the iconics, then, you know, Mickey bar is more iconic.
I think the iconicness is a part of it, and the taste is also another part of it.
Yeah, well, this one, I think it's so iconic that it wins.
Fair enough. Fair.
No matter what, almost.
Are you feeling the same way, Miriam?
I never get a Mickey cupcake, usually, and I will always have a Mickey bar.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You're like, let's just get one real quick. Yeah. We're right here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is why me and your dad are cut from the same cloth, because I'm having a cupcake, baby. Give me the cake.
Oh, he's a Mickey bar man.
Oh, okay. I'm a little surprised. I thought he was a cake man. But anyway.
He's a cake man.
Well, not today.
That bar.
Does he? No. I like ice cream. I don't love ice cream. I like cake. Give me the cupcake.
Jeez.
All the different cupcakes. I love it. I want it. Ice cream. Look, I can get a chocolate ice cream bar with vanilla anytime. What are you going to get this like gargantuan, funky, weird, humongous cupcake? That like you're embarrassed eating because it's so big. It's like, I'm gonna finish this. So.
I wouldn't be embarrassed. I want to say that. I'm never embarrassed about what I'm eating.
Fair enough. I voted for the cupcake, but I know what America voted for.
Yes, it was 81% Mickey bar to 19% Mickey cupcake.
Well, not a bad showing, 19%. Even that surprised me. You know, but I was with you. Number 4 seed is the citrus swirl. Versus number 13, an underdog, the corn dog nuggets. I just like saying corn dog nuggets.
I voted for the citrus swirl. It's so refreshing. I love it.
Yeah, it's like a palate cleanser. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. It goes hand in hand with the Dole Whip. So sometimes, and you can only get it at the Florida parks. So when I'm there, I usually will go for a citrus swirl instead of a Dole Whip.
Oh, interesting.
Get that in Disneyland. So.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mark.
And that orange bird is so cute.
Yeah, it's a cute bird.
I went with the corn dog nuggets. I love a nugget shaped food.
Yeah.
If you could toss that in a thing with the mini churros, and I could just have like a back and forth between mini corn dogs and mini churros.
Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be delicious with a dipping sauce with like a maple syrup dipping sauce and a something spicy. You know what I mean? A spicy dipping sauce back and forth.
Yeah.
That might be weird. Buffalo and maple might be weird. I was just thinking of chicken and waffles. That's what I was going for in my head. I don't think I quite made it there, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Right.
I was thinking the nuggets go just in the buffalo.
I want a sauce that you can go back and forth. So like the churros can go in this in the savory one and vice versa.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
interesting.
Okay.
We'll work on that.
This is all stuff I'm just imagining now.
That's okay. Imagine away. Dream on, dream away. I'll pick a corn dog nugget every day. I'm picking corn dog nuggies. They're delicious. And they're, poppable, right? Pop. Mm-hmm. Citrus Whirl is fine. I mean, I've had it. It's fine. But corn dog nugget?
I've never had it.
It's good.
The citrus swirl, I mean.
Yeah, it's okay. It's good. It's like, it's light. It's like a, what do you call it?
Yeah, it's more of a frozen orange juice situation.
It's like, what do you call it? It's like a sherbet, right? It's like more of a sherbet kind of thing, which is fine. And it's nice and light at the parks. Yeah, it's good, but it's not a corn dog nugget.
With vanilla.
Yeah. What did America pick your corn dog nugget?
They did not. They chose number 4, citrus swirl, with 61% to 39%.
Oh, that was close. No. Closer than I thought.
Was it?
10% away? It's not so bad. Okay, then we're looking at the number 5 seed. This is the Churro Sammy. I'm looking at you, Miriam. Against number 12, it's the cheeseburger spring rolls. I mean, hello? I'm going to tell you my vote right now. It's a cheeseburger spring roll. If you got a cheeseburger in something, I'm picking it. If it's sushi, I'm in. Whatever it is. It's a Hot Pocket with a cheeseburger in it. Yep, I want that. Forget the churro. I'm good. I'll vote for that.
Oh, man. I disagree. This churro ice cream sandwich looks incredible. I haven't had either, but just based off of the look, I'm going to want those two churros stuffed with ice cream. Forget it. It looks so good.
Yum.
I'm a big fan of an ice cream sandwich. There's only one thing better than ice cream, and that's an ice cream sandwich. So I voted for that as well.
Yes. Our audience went with Bondo's choice, 52% cheeseburger spring rolls over 48%.
That's right, because cheeseburger is an American thing to do. America.
Very close.
America. Yes. Cheeseburger and everything. Yum. All right, this is number 6. It's the Pineapple Lumpia. This is from Pandora. Yum. Going up against number 11, I don't know if I like this one, the Cheshire Cat Tail. It always looks weird, but people Instagram it like crazy. Probably one of the most Instagrammable snacks at the park. I'm telling you, I guess I already told you my vote. I went Pineapple Lumpia without a doubt. It is yum.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Of course, same. Lumpia, any kind of, you put a lumpia in the parks, I'm going to eat all of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's your duty.
I was eating lumpia in the car the other day.
Car lumpia? Yeah.
Yeah.
Must have been really small ones then, right? Like bites.
No, they were big, man.
Oh, yeah.
My steering wheel is covered in grease.
That's like a pretty new car, man. Don't muck it up with your lumpia grease.
No. It smells like garlic and grease in my car.
Did you have a baon in your car? See, I didn't enunciate. Yeah. I didn't hit that.
100%. Oh, too hard.
You did, eh? Nice.
I also chose the Pineapple Lumpia, but our audience did not. 59% chose Cheshire Cat Tail to 41%.
You would, you weirdos. That thing's weird. Have you had it? Any of you guys had that before?
I have not,
but Bodies by Beignet says it's really good. So I'm going to try it when I'm in Disney World.
It looks like an expensive Pop-Tart.
I like a Pop-Tart, though. You don't like a Pop-Tart?
They're fine.
I
like a Pop-Tart. Like for breakfast when it comes out of my toaster, but
when do you think you're getting this Cheshire Cat Tail?
No, it could be in the afternoon sometime, I don't know.
Okay, maybe. Yeah. I feel like you get that and then you get in line for Carousel of Progress.
Oh, sold. Here we go.
Breakfast and a show.
Yeah.
I don't know. How dare you do that to my lumpia? To Mark's lumpia. Terrible.
I know that one.
There's some bad voting in Disney East, guys. Come on. all right, moving on. Number 7, this is the Mickey Donut. Going up against number 10, the gray stuff. Apparently it's delicious. I have never had the gray stuff. I told you my story where I almost ate it off a tray. Because I was like, I feel like I need to try this before I leave, but I didn't want to order it because it's so expensive. And maybe I'll just lick this one. Like, it looks like it's not too touched. And just before I poked my finger in it, I think the lady pushed the card away. But it was going to happen. I was going to eat used. This is before a pandemic, I'll add. I picked the gray stuff.
Mark looks so distraught.
He's so disgusted. What? You know this story. I've told it.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
Okay, dude, I was at the thing. What's the restaurant called? The castle.
Be Our Guest.
And we had the breakfast. It was really, breakfast is like, we've talked about it on the show. Don't go for breakfast. Always go for lunch. Unless you're dying to meet the beast, go for dinner. You go for lunch, it's much cheaper. You can get something for like $15, $16. The breakfast is like $30. It's insane.
Okay,
it's
but just breakfast. But what are you talking about when you stick your finger in it?
Because I spent $30. I didn't want to buy a gray stuff on top of it, but I wanted to try the gray stuff. And as I was leaving, as I was kind of packing up the kids, like the restaurant, they always have these carts rolling around where they're picking up the food and whatever. And on the cart
picking
was
up,
like...
Sorry, they're picking up people's left behind food.
Yes, yes. And there was like a partially disturbed gray stuff. Like it wasn't too worked over at all. Like there was parts
and
of
by
it...
By partially disturbed, you mean it was somebody's left behind eaten gray stuff?
Yeah, only somewhat eaten. Like lightly
There is
touched.
No somewhat eaten. There is eaten or not eaten.
Listen, there was a bite or two bit out of this thing and the rest was all there and it was very intact. And I thought, okay. I just want to jam my finger in it and lick my finger. And that's this it. That's all I want to do. And as I extended my arm out to do it, the lady pushed the tray away. I think she might have saw me extend my arm. And she was like, you're gross. And she bounced. But I thought about it. I made a decision. I started to do it. She answered the bell for me and said, you're not doing that. And I said, that's probably the right thing to do. Thank you. In my head.
You
and then we left.
Are nasty.
That is...
The nastiest thing.
I was just trying to save the $6 or whatever it was going to cost me for Dre's.
$6?
Yeah, man.
Do you hear this guy? Okay.
I just wanted a lick. I just wanted, I didn't want to
no,
bite.
No,
I just
everything
wanted a
you're saying is bad. Everything you're, comes
everything
out of your mouth
just
is bad.
A finger poke. Just
no,
a finger
no.
poke. So are you voting for gray stuff or not?
If this dessert was $700 and you were going, I was going to jam my finger in it, I'd be with you. I'd laugh my head off and go, yeah, stick your finger in the $700 leftover, man. Yeah. Live your life. But this thing was $6. Dude.
Okay, you're telling me.
You're not. You got $6. You know what I mean? You've got six. Okay. At this point, you've already been in for 30. You might as well just lean in and just get one of your own. Stick your fingers in your own one.
Okay,
you
know? I'm not even saying
you can't stick your fingers in it. You can stick your fingers in it all you want, but well, just make it yours.
But when you're at breakfast, you're not thinking about eating the gray stuff. It's not really I'm going to order this breakfast feast. You know what? Give me a cupcake. Like, you don't do that. So I was kind of...
Depends on who you're with.
Well, fair enough. But I didn't, sure, and I was with my wife being like, you probably should eat a cupcake with breakfast or like... Whatever the gray stuff is, just a lump of icing. And I saw it and I was like, I really want to just taste it so I can say, yeah, I tried it.
I don't like how you're blaming your wife a little bit.
I'm not blaming my wife. I'm blaming myself. And it didn't even happen. So calm down. Are you voting for it or not?
The other option was a Mickey donut.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to vote for gray stuff, but now I don't want to.
Oh, okay. Well, which way are you going, Mary?
I voted for the Mickey donut based on cuteness factor.
Okay. Not finger poke factor?
Well, I don't think anyone's poking that donut. So.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. We're really treading into dangerous territory here.
America, are you into gray stuff?
Boy.
Do you
Miriam,
think it's delicious?
What's happening?
Let's find out.
America went with...
It's a gray stuff.
It was America chose the Mickey donut 59% over 41% gray stuff.
Wow. Okay, I thought that was an upset in the making. It is not. The Mickey donut moves on. People love Mickey shaped stuff. They're so committed.
Yeah, man. Yep.
Okay, guys, this is the final one. This is matchup number 32. We've done 32 of these. It's nuts. It's the last one. It's the number 8 seed. This is a Nutella waffle sandwich, which sounds quite yum, going up against the number 9 seed. School bread, which is an iconic Epcot treat. Guys, I mean, I sang about it. I talked about it like only a week ago. Schoolhouse bread is a Bondo must every time I go to Epcot. Yum, yum.
Do you think we can get a t-shirt made that looks like the Schoolhouse Rock logo, but it says Schoolhouse bread?
What a good idea.
That's a great idea.
We should put that on our thing before somebody else does.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I voted for the school bread because it's same. Iconic. Iconic snack of Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a snack more iconic at Epcot? Specifically at Epcot?
Mm.
What else is like?
I would say if there was one, it's not a snack, it's a drink. It would be Beverly, but that's gone right now. So it's a school bread.
Yeah, right? Like when you go, I'm trying to think of like all of the... Like, the food is great everywhere, and they have so many events with delicious snacky snacks, but the year-round iconic snack, the only one I can think of off the top of my head, is this. So yeah, I'm going that way too.
Yeah, okay.
I did not. I went with the Nutella waffle sandwich because it is so good. That thing is stuffed with every kind of fruit imaginable, and the Nutella and the waffle is crispy. It's so good.
Have you had the school bread?
No.
See? Okay. When you go in April, I'm paying for it. You buy the school bread, okay? Deal?
Okay, I'll try the school bread.
All right, it's on me. You're going to have it and go, oh, I really screwed that up last month. Whoops.
Oh my.
Okay, there we go.
I doubt that anybody's going to be upset about this in a month.
Well, you never. I don't know, man. It's going to be going on almost right before.
Well, I think you guys are both going to be upset right now because the Nutella waffle sandwich won with 69% of the vote.
Yeah, 69. Right on.
You Diz nerds can't vote to save your lives. No turkey leg and no school bread? Oh, my goodness.
No.
Yeah. Oh. I don't get it. I don't get it. Wow. And so many upsets today. So many upsets to get actually upset about. This is nuts. No turkey leg. No school bread. This is a debacle. A total debacle. Tell us the matchups for Disney East. This is, oh, come on. We need like a run-in from Turkey Legs in round two. Turkey Leg just comes in and stomps in on another matchup because this is ridiculous.
No.
All right, who's facing off?
Okay, so our new matchups, we have number 2, Mickey Pretzel against number 7, Mickey Donut.
Mm.
Then we have number 3, Mickey Bar against number 11, Cheshire Cattail.
Oh, yeah, that's an easy one.
And then we also have number 4, Citrus Swirl against number 12, Cheeseburger Spring Roll.
Ooh. Tough.
And the last matchup is the number 8 Nutella waffle sandwich against number 16 Werther's caramel corn.
Okay.
All right. Right on.
Okay. Werther's. I'm looking at you, Werther's. Well, guys, that's it. That was long-winded. Thank you. If you made it this far, I tip of the hat, friends, because this was a long podcast. And that wraps up round one. Come right back here next week, same time. You're going to get round two. As the madness continues, it's March Madness to snacks. All your favorite snacks will keep duking it out until only one rules them all. And don't you guys dare miss the Thursday episode. Why? Because this is when we are going to give away our Shimmer Pop giveaway package. This Thursday, listen to the podcast and you just might be a winner. And if you are, you're going to get some cool stuff. And there's going to be more giveaways all throughout March Madness to snacks. So stick right here, guys. Keep coming back. We got giveaways. We got lots of fun. And it's all happening right here at the We Like Theme Parks podcast. Oh, that was a long one. Okay. So, guys, thanks so much for tuning in today. Now, if there's a segment you want to do or you want to say hi, what's up at We Like Theme Parks? You want to check us out on Instagram? You should. It's some fun times. And we got giveaways on there at We Like Theme Parks. And finally, you can find us on Magic of the Mouse Radio, Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays at 5 and noon on Sundays. The music for the We Like Theme Parks podcast is composed and provided by Mike Treblecock. You can check him out at
MikeTreblecockMusic.com.
For Mark, for Miriam, I'm Chris. That's all, folks. We'll see you real soon. Why? Because we like you and...
We like theme parks!
You know, considering how tired we all are, that was pretty good.
I'm not tired.
Pretty good. Well, I'm tired. Talking about all this food has just made me lethargic. I didn't even get to eat it.
Bye!